All right, in the studio with me this morning, Christy Hart from All About Energy, the professor. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm excellent. Ready to take your listeners to the College of Energy Knowledge.
I sure appreciate when you speak at a college. Boy, how about Duke Energy? Man, they got some raising their rates there a little bit, aren't they?
Yes, sir. On average, rates in our area have roughly gone up 5%. Every year in the last 20 years, but they've already raised rates once this year, and they're raising them again at end of September, 7.9%.
Ouch, chihuahua, mama mia. And so if you're losing energy, say, through your attic, that's where you can really come in and help out a lot, right?
Yes, sir. So the average home loses roughly 10% through your floor, but you lose 42 to 50% through your ceiling. So what we do is we go in, we do an energy audit, inspecting everything from your crawl space to your attic. But what we really focus on is the attic, making sure it's ventilated properly. We have a reflective foil radiant barrier that we put in the attic, and it keeps the heat out in the summer, keeps the heat in the winter, saves you 25% on the heating and cooling portion of your bill. It also extends the life of your roof and your heating and cooling system.
Well, that makes sense. Total savings all the way around there.
Yes, sir. And then the code just changed January 1st of last year. So our minimum code for insulation in your ceiling is R38 now. And the reason they did that is because usually your coldest month. Mm-hmm. Our houses really aren't designed to keep the heat out. They're designed to keep the heat out. So what we want to do is go into your attic and put that reflective foil barrier up there, and it keeps the heat in for you in the wintertime. And we increase your R value to current standards, current code, and it makes a really difference. We've seen people with attic temperatures 140 degrees when we start, and they're 90 degrees when we're done.
That's a big cool down, so that's a big savings in my wallet.
Yes, sir. I've seen people with average bills of $276 a month. A year later, after we do our work, $120. That's huge.
That is huge. You know, and prices are just going to keep going up, it looks like.
Yes, sir. So we want to save people money, and we're actually finally put our hat in the ring for solar. So we're actually doing solar now, too. We work with a lot of solar companies where they hire us to come in and make a house more energy efficient so they can put less panels on the house. Mm-hmm. Well, we're doing it now as well. I'm partnered with the third largest solar company in the country, and Power Solar, they do really, really good work. I did a lot of vetting them, and I have clients on day one when their system is installed. They're paying less than what they were paying Duke.
Nice. I like saving some money, Chris. Sounds like it's a winning thing.
I got you, man.
How do we get up with Chris DeHart?
Check out our website at allaboutenergysolutions.com. And remember, at All About Energy Solutions, we're increasingly green, but always red, white, and blue.
Chris, thanks so much for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.